Yeah, buckle up and hold on tight. Strawberry letter.
All right, thank you, nephew. Subject: marriage is a journey. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my spouse since I was 16, and we got married when I was 20. My spouse is 31, and when my spouse and I got together, everything was always all good. I got pregnant with my first child 4 months after we started dating. My husband went in the Army after my son's first birthday. I was in my senior year of high school, and I let people talk me into cheating on him. He didn't finish basic training and got out of the Army, and we got married. He wasn't working, so I was left to take care of the three of us. When I started working, I met this guy, and I cheated again. We had our second child, and I was still taking care of the family. I left him 3 months after my daughter was born because my husband wasn't trying to do any better, and he didn't want to take care of the family. We got back together because the guy I was talking to dogged me. I was still pulling the weight for the family. I crossed paths with another guy that I ended up messing around with. The point of my letter is that I cheated a few times with other men because I felt they were offering me something that my husband wasn't. In 2012, I got my husband a job where I used to work, but he still wasn't doing his part as a man or a husband. My husband moved on and started talking to somebody else. After 2 months of being separated, I decided I wanted my husband back, but he gave me his butt to kiss. I chased him for 3 months while he just ignored me. He finally agreed to move back in with me, but he admitted that he only moved back in with me because I wouldn't leave him alone. Now my husband says he wants to be with me, but at times he treats me like nothing. He calls me names, talks to me any kind of way, puts me down, and tells me how much he's tired of this marriage and me. I have trust issues. I always question my husband about his whereabouts, his money, etc. I hate the fact that he has female friends, or he would rather spend time with friends over me. He stays out until 2, 3, or 4 in the morning. We are living with his parents, and I can't get our own place because he spent his income tax money. I love my husband, but I don't know how much more I can take. What's a woman to do? He spent his income tax money. Yeah, so they can't get their own place.
What the hell are we doing?
I know. This is a crazy letter. It is, from beginning to end. And I got to ask, is this the same woman who cheated on her man? Is this that same woman who cheated on him at the beginning of the letter, repeatedly, I might add? And the excuse for cheating was that the other guys offered you something your husband wasn't offering you. I mean, I got to tell you, you're doing way too much. To me, you've never taken this relationship or your marriage seriously to begin with because you were cheating. And you were cheating without protection. You had a baby 4 months after. I mean, there's just so much mess here. When you let the people talk you into cheating on him, you know, back then, now after all this, you're asking, what's a woman to do? I mean, a real woman would know that this marriage is over. A real marriage would know that this man doesn't want or respect you by the way he treats you and by the way you allow him to treat you. I mean, it's so much going on here. I just think this marriage is over. You need to get out of this situation, take care of your children, slow down, stop sleeping around. If you get another man, please do not cheat on him like you cheated on your husband. And I don't think your husband ever wanted to be in this situation because he never did anything to let you know that he did. Steve?
Woo!
That he wanted to be with you.
Lord, I'm confused.
I know, it's confusing.
Well, let me tell you how I read the letter, y'all. Because it's an interesting take on this, so stay with me. First of all, I've been with my spouse since I was 16. Now, I know what happened. Kids active at that age. I got it. But you need to sit your fast tail down somewhere. Got married when I was 20. Spouse 31. Got pregnant with my first child 4 months after we started dating. That was back at 16. Husband went to the Army after my son's first birthday. I was a senior in high school. I let people talk me into cheating on them. People is plural. That means more than one. That's plural. I learned that in English when I wasn't looking out the window one day. He didn't finish basic training, got out the Army, and we got married. Come to find out, he couldn't do the damn push-ups. So he put his ass out of the army.
That's what happened. I was
And he shot like a sissy. He was throwing his bullets with his elbow bent. They put him out the army. He was working, so I left to take care of the three of us. I started working. I met this guy, and I cheated again. I think that's four people. I lost count somewhere. Long story short, we got back together because a guy I was talking to dropped me. That's five people. I was pulling the weight for the family. I crossed paths with another guy. He ended up messing around. That's six people. I don't know. How many damn people is this? It's a football team. What is it? I don't know the score no more. My husband moved on and started talking to somebody else. Hell, that's eight people.
Count them up, Steve.
But then his husband moved on and started talking. He got one back, so I guess that makes it just five people. Because I got me somebody now after you done had five people. Yeah. I think it's nine people in here. I decided I wanted my husband back. Hell, that's 10 people, because after you've been with seven people and go back to him, it's like starting over again. I think that's 10 people. But he gave me his butt to kiss. Well, a butt is split in half. Do that count as two more people? I think it's 12 people in this letter so far. I'm not really sure what's going on. But once you kiss a butt, you can't kiss one side without getting the other half. It's like working on the girl up top. You can't do one without doing the other one. You got to get on that other side or else the other one feel left out. I've heard it all said to me. I don't know what's going on in this letter. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm going to go on break and drink a little Hennessy and come back with the rest of my answer, because I'm not really sure. I think it's 14 people in this damn letter yet.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Shirley.